You're listening to The Big Race Preview from Ladbrokes.
Hello and welcome once again to the Ladbrokes Big Race Preview. My name's Ben Stones and I'm joined as always in the studio by Dave Jolly. Now Dave, we better look back at last week's, I suppose, while we're here, the Grand National Trial. We managed to give a big word for the second, third and fourth home that day, but we didn't really manage to pick out the winner live for it. Now the winners, the connections of the winner have said he's going to go straight to the Scottish National, miss out Aintree, but the other three, they're in the main event, I suppose, at Liverpool. Harry the Viking's been given 9 stone 9, so he'll do well to get in. And then you've got Monbeg Dude, he's got 10-7, and Gasoline Boy is 10-4, but I'm not sure whether he's going to go. But could you see any of them running the big race come Aintree at those weights?
I think they would be keen to run out Harry the Viking, but as you say, it's whether or not he gets in. Monbeg Dude has run in the race before. I think he's probably the most likely to go again, but I was disappointed with him last weekend, so I don't think we saw the winner of the National there.
Okay, well, maybe we'll see the winner. We'll see the winner of the National at Newcastle on Saturday. There's a couple in the Ida Chase that have got Aintree entries. Let's have a look at this race then. We've got at the top of the market, we've got a couple. We've got Shotgun Paddy and Portrait King. We'll start with Shotgun Paddy. You know, he's shown a penchant for this type of this real test. You know, he's a classic chase winner, and he ran well in the same race last time out. He made an early mistake in the Welsh National, which gave him no real chance. The race, I think, he was pulled up soon after. He does meet a lot of the trends, which are quite prominent in this race. We'll come on to them later. He runs off the same mark as that Warwick run. This potentially is a weaker race than that Triumph, but he does have to give £6 at least to the rest of this field. Can you see him struggling off top weight here?
I think the key to it is what you said. It's the bigger the endurance test, the better for this horse. At the moment, the ground's actually drying out slightly. There is rain expected, but if it doesn't get there, if there ever is an easy 4 miles, 1 furlong, this could be it. He ran second over 4 miles last year at Cheltenham in an amateur event. I think, if it's tough going, I wouldn't put anyone off him. But if it does dry out a bit, he may be found wanting.
Yeah, I seem to recall the clerk of the course saying that, you know, Newcastle, even when the ground isn't bad, it's still tough. You know, it's dead ground a lot of the time up there. So maybe that'll help him out there. And as you say, the Cheltenham form from that festival 4 miler last year, you know, that's some good going. I mean, the other one here we've got at the top of the market is Portrait King. Now, he won this in 2012. He's been running well in Ireland lately. He's a proper stayer, and the soft ground, if it stays like that, will suit him as well. He's higher in the weights than that win last time, and that race again was probably weaker than this renewal. Can you see him going close again?
Yeah, very much so. I think his last run was at Punchestown at the start of this month. I think he was second over 3.5 miles. It was almost like the perfect warm-up race for this. Dennis O'Regan booked a ride. Yeah, I think he'll go well.
Okay, well, we're talking about previous winners. That's no better place to go next than Wick Hill. Now, this horse, he just held on for victory last year. He's £8 higher in the weight. He's had an interesting prep. You know, he's only had one run this season, that over hurdles. He was 6 off this mark in the Midlands Grand National over the same distance. But one of these trends that we found out looking at this race, the last 15 winners, they've all run in 11 or fewer handicap chases. Perhaps hinting that you're not looking for something that's, you know, well and truly exposed. Up £8 in the weights, can you see him going close again?
He's not for me this time, to be honest. You're right, he ran at Chepstow last time. Previous to that, it was last March. He's not for me, not just because of the weight. Going on to your point about horses that are not fully exposed, I think, you know, these events over 4 miles plus are so few and far between that some of these horses you don't see quite so regularly. He sort of runs well fairly fresh. He's had a warm-up race. I mean, he could go well, but I'm not sure any horses actually won it back-to-back.
Yeah, the point you make about the lack of true, you know, real staying tests in the calendar is quite relevant for this race, I suppose. Another one of these trends that's popped up again is every winner of this race since 1989 had previously won a race over at least 3 mile, 1 furlong. One horse that hasn't, but is still quite prominent in the market, is Soul. Now, he's made a switch to David Pipe's yard this season, but he made a winning start for David Pipe at Exeter. He attracted significant market support that day. Would you worry about the bounce factor, I suppose, after a break?
No, I think the key to is he's joined David Pipe. We all know that David Pipe can train staying animals. So if there's one that will buck the trend, it probably is this one.
Yeah, I think he's quite a solid jumper as well. So that could be one for a bit of support. Speaking of a bit of support, there's been a few quid each way, a few quid about, I suppose, for the Job Is Right, hasn't there?
Yeah, two particularly being backed this week. One is the Job Is Right, obviously coming over from Ireland, all its forms in Ireland, I believe, to date. And the other one is Alpha Victor, who last ran back in January at Weatherby, over 3 miles one. I'll be honest, looking at the form, I don't see a lot in either of them, but as we say, money does talk, and they've both been well backed this week.
Yeah, Alpha Victor, he's the mount of Peter Buchanan, who was the jockey for Live for It last week, so he'll be seeking back-to-back a big weekend double. You say about Alpha Victor, you know, this horse, he raced against a couple of others that are in this race at the moment at Carlisle earlier in the season. Now Milbra was the horse that won that day. Now this horse, it was formerly with Tim Vaughan, he's now with Ian Duncan, and he looked like he needed the run first time out, but he came back and won this race at Carlisle. He can make plenty of mistakes, as you found out when he fell at the first fence in the North Yorkshire Grand National at Catterick last time out. So with a clear run, that one could go well. And the other one in that race at Carlisle was Feel the Power. Now, he's waited to go close to reversing that form. He was never travelling last time out, and he does relish a bog underfoot. So with a bit of rain, that one could go close. Can you see any of those outrunning their big prices, perhaps?
Neither of them for me, no.
Straight to the point, I suppose. One that I do like, actually, is Knock on Rawley for Kim Bailey. Now, he's about the 14-1 mark. You know, he's a consistent sort. He's only been outside of the first three once in his career, and that was when he was pulled up in a Grade 2 novice event over hurdles. So, you know, he goes well a lot, and he looked a real stayer and a real grinder last time out at Newbury. So this race could be right up his street.
Yeah, I think he's, as you say, he sort of, towards the end of 2014, he had three quick runs in succession. I think the first was in November, he finished third, he then went second, and then he won finally in December, just before the turn of the year. At 7 years old, he's still sort of progressing. Each one of those trips stepped up slightly more. So, yeah, I think you're right, he's an horse moving in the right direction and could be potentially a sort of staying star of the future.
Yeah, like I say, he's the one for me in this race. So I'll put you on the spot now then. Which one is for you?
I like that also. I'm just not quite sure he's ready yet. I don't know. Just a quick mention of two others, really. Glenn Quest, who was due to run last weekend in the Grand National Trial, but ran over hurdles a few days before and won in Ireland. If that goes to post, that'd be interesting to see how that runs. And Herdsman, you mentioned the North Yorkshire National at Carrick. That finished second in that last time out. So they both could go well if pushed. Shotgun Paddy. I'll stick with Shotgun Paddy.
Good stuff. Dave, thanks very much for joining us. We'll be back next time with the next big race preview. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Goodbye.